18 minutes past 8. We are still trying to get hold of Dr. Mohamed Statue, a political analyst and freelance journalist with Moroccan Radio and Radio Jeddah of Saudi Arabia. After more than 3 decades of leaving the AU, the African Union, in a row over membership of Western Sahara, Morocco now wants to return to the bloc. 32 years, actually, in that time when the AU granted recognition to Western Sahara, that's when Morocco decided to pull out. Now, they have asked to rejoin. There was a message sent to the AU summit in Kigali on Sunday by the King of Morocco. He said it was time for Morocco to retake its place. For a long time, our friends have been asking us to return to them so that Morocco can take up its natural place within its institutional family, he said in a speech to African leaders as they began a two-day meeting. The moment has now come. Now, according to a news agency in Morocco, the monarch said although his country had left the organization, it never quit Africa. The whole issue is about Western Sahara. Morocco considers Western Sahara as part of its kingdom, but the movement there within Western Sahara demands self-determination for Western Sahara, and they want a referendum on independence. Now, Morocco also ordered the UN to pull out several of its staff members and to close down a military liaison office in Western Sahara. And that's after the UN General Secretary Ban Ki-moon used the term occupation to describe Morocco's presence in Western Sahara. In his message, King Mohammed urged the AU to reconsider its stance on what he called the phantom state, saying that a political solution was being worked on under the supervision of the UN. Western Sahara is not a member of either the UN or the Arab League, he said, adding that at least 34 countries do not recognize Western Sahara. He says that on the Sahara issue, institutional Africa can no longer bear the burden of a historical error and a cumbersome legacy. Now he's saying that Morocco wants to work within the AU to transcend divisions. However, the return of Morocco to the EU, according to experts, has to be validated by a vote. Now, we were hopeful of speaking to Dr. Mohamed Statue. I get an indication that I think we could possibly be having him on the line in a short while, and we want to get his perspective, this whole background with Western Sahara, why they pulled out, why the need to pull out over the issue, even if they were not happy, and why do they need to join, you know, what's in it for them to come back to the AU. Those are some of the issues that we will try and unpack in a short while, inshallah. We know that Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma was supposed to end her term in October, but when they had voting a few days ago, there wasn't a clear-cut winner according to the rules, so now she's to stay on for 9 months. And then there'll be another ballot, I think, in January or something. And there's this question as to whether that will have an impact on her running for the presidency of the ANC here in South Africa come 2017 December. Anyway, we do have Dr. Mohamed Statue on the line, political analyst and freelance journalist with Moroccan Radio and Radio Jeddah of Saudi Arabia. Dr. Mohamed, jazakumullah for your time. Much appreciated. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you very much, my brother.
Let's go back 32 years. Why did Morocco leave the AU? What was the whole issue about Western Sahara?
Well, 32 years ago, the African Union, which was not called then African Union, has a different name, admitted the Sahrawi government, which is a government that is sheltered in Algeria at the time. So Morocco considered that as an insult to a sovereign country, to a country that has in the past been one of the leaders that built the African Union at the beginning in 1958 or 1957. So it decided to leave then in protest the African Union, or the African Unity as it was called, as a result of that decision. Because Morocco believes that the Sahrawi Republic is not a republic in the sense, is not a country in the sense that it is accepted by the United Nations or the Arab League or other organizations. And the fact that, that the African Union has accepted it in its fold is considered as a big blow to the Moroccan dignity and to the Moroccan independence. Let me just tell you something else, that Morocco claims the territory of Western Sahara and is in the Western Sahara for the time being, administers this territory since 1975. In 1975, it organized a Green March, and the Green March with 350,000 volunteers to regain the control of this territory that was part of the Big Morocco, or the Moroccan Empire in the past. Morocco, in 1911, when it was sort of colonized by both the French and the Spaniards, they cut Morocco into pieces. The north went to Spain, the central part went to France, and then the southern part went to Spain again. And since then, Morocco has claimed that the Western Sahara is part of its territory.
Did it come at a huge cost to Morocco, being out of the EU for the last 3 decades?
Sorry, can you say that again?
Did Morocco suffer any consequences as a result of not being a member of the EU for the last 32 years?
Well, I don't know about that, but I think probably, politically speaking, Morocco was absent from the African Union, from making decisions, from being an active player. But it didn't suffer beyond that. But economically speaking, Morocco is more present today in Africa than it was in the past. There are lots of Moroccan companies, banks, insurances, investment companies, all over Western Africa, and also telecommunication companies and things like that. So Morocco is very present, economically speaking, but not politically, of course. And I think now it wants to be both. It wants to be able to decide on what goes on in the African continent.
Is it likely to be accepted back? What are the indications?
Sorry, I can't hear you very well.
Is the AU likely to take Morocco back now? What are the indications?
Well, normally they should take Morocco back because there are a number of countries that have decided to vote for Morocco, and I think there should be no problem taking Morocco back. And besides, I think AU needs Morocco because Morocco is the gate to Europe. We have to remember we are very close to Europe. We are only 15 miles away from Spain, and it is also the gate of Europe to Africa. And it is important for us today because the Morocco is kind of a stepping stone for investment in the African continent. And Africa needs this European investment and also Moroccan investment. And many companies today have kind of a foothold in Morocco, and they are waiting for just the green light to go into Africa to invest and to bring more wealth into the continent.
Just generally speaking, finally, Dr. Mohamed, how is Morocco doing as a country? We don't see Morocco making headlines as often as maybe other countries in that particular region. Is it fairly stable? How's the economy doing? Is it also vulnerable to threats from the likes of ISIS?
Yeah, Morocco is extremely stable. It's even called the Moroccan exception in the Arab world because it's the only country that has no problems in terms of security, and it has a very strong and stable government, monarchy, which is very old. It dates back to the 8th century, from the time when the Arabs came into Morocco and brought Islam. So it's been kind of extremely stable country, but it's also doing very well economically speaking. Morocco doesn't have oil, so it has never relied on oil revenues. It has developed, on the other hand, its economy, and it's very diversified. And there are lots of companies that are today very active and investing money in African continent. And probably Morocco today is the first investor, African investor in Africa. And Morocco wants to invest more, even more, and to go into other areas besides Western Africa, Eastern Africa, and also Central Africa and Southern Africa.
Okay, Dr. Mohammed, JazakAllah for your time this morning. Much appreciated. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much, my brother. Have a nice day.
You too. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum salam.